This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. And folks, yes, it's me, Gary. Dave was supposed to call the net tonight, W4DJW, and he has to work late. And he asked me if I would fill in for him, so that's the reason you're hearing me tonight. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. And now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic, please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the reaching portion. Got a couple of pre-check-ins. They got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, and for IEI, Miss Isla. They're up there in Traveler's Rest. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's down in Anderson. And got the pre-check-in, so we'll go to the Echo Link, see if we have any Echo Link stations, Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KM4DLU, Drew.
Take a spell, negative, negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KM4DLU. Drew. Drew, can I give a location on you tonight, sir?
Rogers, it's KM4DLU. I'm actually located in Gluckstadt, Mississippi. I happen to catch a conversation this earlier today with K4RHV, I believe it was, and RHF, and he told me about the net, and I might check in tonight and just see what you guys had going on. I do have a family that lives in the Traveler's Rest area. Back to the net.
All righty, Drew. We do appreciate you checking in from Mississippi tonight. Glad to have you. Yeah, come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. It's 9 p.m. local time here. I don't know if the time changes from here to there, but it probably does. So it's probably around 8 over there where you are. But anyway, come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Also like to say good evening, KG4WNP. That's Mr. Landon, and he's up in Bakersfield. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. We'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with Echo Through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hey, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie. Warren and Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative.
OS, this is WB4, Fox, Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Gary, Miss Joy, and everybody on the net. I'm going to try to be around, Gary, when you get back to me.
OS.
KI4DOS. Check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, negative to negative tonight. Gary, thanks for calling the net.
Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
DOS. Please check in. KJ4HIA, Gene. And please check in Robbie, my wife, lovely bride, KJ4KOX, Greenville downtown. No traffic, no comments. Good evening.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. And WB4FEE, Mr. Dan down there at Northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Tell Joan we said hello. Be back to you for some comments after a while. And K4GPT. Mike, did I get that right, Mike?
Kilo 4 Cop Alpha Tango.
Off Alpha Tango. Got you corrected. Thank you for being with us tonight. Appreciate you being patient with me. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene, he's over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. And KJ4HIA is Mr. Gene and his sweet bride, KJ4KOX. That's Miss Robbie. They're over in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Gene. Tell Robbie we said hello. Additional stations Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. In Whiskey 4 Charlie November Alpha in Asheville, North Carolina. I'll be in and out. Thank you.
And I would like to say good evening to Whiskey 4 Charlie November Alpha. Can I get your name up there in Asheville?
John, Juliet Oscar Hotel November.
And we got you in the log. Thanks for being with us tonight. Hope you're having a great day, and y'all stay safe up there in Asheville. Let's move up to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. Up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now I'll be negative and negative, 73s for each one of you.
KI4DOS. Skin Whiskey, Alpha 4. Juliet, Whiskey, Charlie. WA4JWC. My name's Al Alpha Lima. We're down here in Star, South Carolina tonight. Good evening to you, Gary. Good evening to everybody on the net. Everybody stay safe.
Air control. Fox 4, Charlie, Kilo, Tango, KF4, CKT, John, and I'm in Honeyah Pass, South Carolina. Good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net. And I'll be negative, negative.
Yes. Gary, I heard you file the med off, and I went to check the calendar. Anyway, would you please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See you in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
D-O-S. Good evening to you and to Joy tonight. And like I said, I went to check my calendar. I was right there by the thing, and I looked, and, you know, you have me believe it was Wednesday. Really, you would. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4DOS. Hello, India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table, but Wednesday afternoon, evening, everybody be alert.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I missed one station, and when I get there, I'll let you know. I'd love to get you in the log that I missed. I'd like to say good evening to KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And WA4JWC, Mr. Al. That's the mayor of Star down there. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Al. Hope you're doing well. And KF4CKT, that's the mayor of Honeypath. That's Mr. John. Appreciate you being with us, John. Hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. And right there is where I missed. I missed the rest of it. Can you come back? That time, Whiskey 4 Juliet Hotel Uniform. I appreciate you being with us, and thanks for being patient with me tonight. You take care. Hope you're staying safe. Also like to say good evening to W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And, Dave pinged me earlier this evening, said he had to work late tonight. He's right in the middle of a big project, so asked me if I would pick it up. You never know when I'm liable to be on here, but I will be Wednesday night, I hope. Lord willing. Also like to say good evening, KI4LZI, Mr. Andy. He's up there on Table Rock. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Andy. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Pitch control. Crew check me. Kilo Papa 3, a uniform, 33 uniform. My name is Sam Sierra Alpha Mike Sam, and I located in Duncan, South Carolina, and I have negative, negative. Good night.
KOS. KOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. It's Juan in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listening. 73, good night.
Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John in Paris Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net. Stay between the gentlemen. 4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KB3U. Mr. Sam over there at Duncan. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sam. And WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. And KE4JRK, Mr. John, up there at Paris Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And K3JOY, that's my sweet little bride, Joy. And she's bringing along our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up in Charlotte via telephone relay. Let's try Echo Link stations again. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November, K4VKN. This is Alan over in Piedmont. We're negative and negative, and I thought something was wrong. It's usually Wednesday night, but it's you on a Monday. Thank you, Gary, for calling it, and we'll see everybody soon. Bye-bye.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4VKN, Mr. Allen, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. Yeah, Allen, you don't never know when I might jump in here. I got a ping from Dave Watson, W4DJW, and he headed to work late. He's right in the middle of a big project, and he asked me if I would call for him tonight. But if you're around Wednesday night, I will be here then as well. That's my night. But thanks for being with us tonight. All righty, let's go back to the alphabet in the Mike through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Check in WB4MOU. Rod and Pickens. And we'll be in and out.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative. And Gary, please don't feel bad because I didn't bust out laughing. It's not Wednesday night.
Kilo 8.
Mike Golf, Mac, and Easley. And I'll be negative and negative, and good evening to everyone on the net.
To DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Edmund, I'll be negative, negative.
4 DOS. This check in K4 OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
KI4 DOS, Jerry. This is Kilo, Golf, Lima, Papa, Foxtrot, Sam, and Easley. Thank you.
This is KI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Sam, give me your call over here in Easley. I messed it up. I got, I ain't gonna tell you what I got. Give me your call again, please, sir.
KG4LPF.
I got it corrected. KG4LPF. My neighbor over here in Easley, Sam. Appreciate you being with us and hope you're staying safe. Also like to say good evening to WB4MOU, Mr. Ron, over there at Pickens. Appreciate you being here, Ron. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And I don't feel bad that you're not giggling tonight, but I hope you are on Wednesday. I kind of like that. Sound like y'all are having a good time. But y'all take care. Stay safe. Also like to say good evening, Kilo 8 Mike Golf, Mac, over here in Easley, another neighbor of mine. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mac. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat. He's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up in the alphabet to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Sierra, Mike Oscar. That's Scott in Greenville. KN4, SMO. Check me in and out, please.
In Kilo Delta 4, Tango Whiskey Papa, that's Tom. And also check in Kilo Golf 4, Lima Kilo Alpha. That's Miss Angie. We're both in Tacoma and we're both negative and negative.
DOS. Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor, Ross and Taylor's. I will be negative, negative. Good evening, Gary. Thanks for calling the net. Hello to everybody listening.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in from the thriving metropolis of Piedmont. Fred and Mary. Kilo 4, Romeo Mike. And November 4, Mike, Romeo Yankee. Good to hear you on the radio tonight on Monday evening, Gary. Dave. Back to net, negative and negative.
DOS. KA4DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-Ray Juliet, KA2, TXJ, Jim, in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
Again, Bob, K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel, Foxtrot. I'm in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative, and I'm the guy that doubled with Ross a second ago. Y'all take care, 73s, and thanks for hosting the net tonight. K4RHF.
For DOS. In Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Greenville. No traffic, no queue. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KN4SMO, Mr. Scott over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. And KD4TWP, Mr. Tom. And KG4LG, they're down there in Tacoma. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tom. Tell Angie we said hello. And KV4RV, Mr. Ross over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ross. And K4RM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4MRY. Miss Mary, they're down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Fred. Tell Mary we said hello. And KA2TXJ, Mr. Jim, he's also over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And K4RHF, that's Mr. Bob. He spells his name little B-O, big B, just to be different. He's over there at Taylor's as well. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. And WNS, I can't get your call out, Chris. WN4S, Chris over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope all you fine folks out there in Radio Land are staying safe. Got a couple Echo Link stations up. Let me grab those, and then we'll go back to the alphabet. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. We're at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. We'll be negative and negative tonight. Good evening to you there, Gary, and 73 to you and everybody on the net tonight.
DOS.
DOS 4 Tango Sierra Jim in Lincoln, Nebraska. Be negative and negative. Just listening. Today isn't Wednesday, is it?
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, K4ZZX. Mr. Steve, he's over there at the base of Parris Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. And KW4TS, that's my buddy Jim up there in Lincoln, Nebraska tonight. No, Jim, tonight is Monday night. Don't you get confused now. It's Monday, so you still got a few days to work. I'm just calling the net tonight for Dave. He had to work late, and he pinged me earlier and asked me if I'd pick it up. So that's the reason you get to hear my gravelly voice tonight. So anyway, you stay safe and have a safe trip, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Again, Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John and Inman, and I'll hang around and chat with him.
Good evening, KN4RJN, Mr. John over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Be back to you for some rags you in just a little bit. Let's move on up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, this is Kilo Charlie Niner, Uniform Golf, KC9UUG. Jared and Pickens checking in tonight. No roundtable, no traffic.
OS. NKI4VLW Randy. KJ4CRL Linda Asheville. And Gary, I have an update about the extra exam when you get to me.
Whiskey, 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
4DOS. Mr. Gary, please check in Whiskey 1, Romeo, Alpha Romeo, Rich in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative, but listening. Have a good night, sir.
KI4DOS. Gary, what a pleasant surprise to hear you tonight. You just made the sunshine last an hour longer tonight. So good to hear you. Please check in. Kilo 4, Yankee, November, Golf. K4YNG, Fletch and Easley. And we're in and out.
For stepping in and calling the net. Sorry I'm out of turn. Please check in and out. Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango Uniform, K
KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC9UUG, Mr. Jared, over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jared. And KI4VLW, Mr. Randy, and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL, Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. And Randy, I'll be back to you in just a moment to get your update on the extra class question pool. I'll get that out in a minute. Be back to you in a minute there, Randy. Also like to say good evening to W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over there at the end of the Yellow Brick Road in the land of Woz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. And W1RAR, Mr. Rich, he's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rich. And K4YNG, my neighbor Fletch over here in Easley. Fletcher, I've been thinking about you quite a bit lately, and I told Joy, I said, we need to ride over there and see Mr. Fletch and his sweet bride, Miss Hester, but we can't do it right now because of this crazy thing that's going around. So when the air clears up and all is well, I'll give you a call. We'll come over and visit for a little bit. But you and Miss Hester have a great evening. Tell her I said hello. Also, like to say good evening, KK4FTU, Mr. Richard, all the way down there in Northwest Anderson County in Slaptown. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. KI4VLW, Randy, go with your announcement.
This is KI4VLW. Thank you, Gary. I made it last week, but I don't know if everyone heard or not, but people were wondering about the FCC extending the time for the extra exams. They're supposed to bring out the new test as of July the 1st of this year. Well, talking to my VEC, Norman Harrell, N4NH, and Norman got in touch with people above his pay grade. At this time, the FCC is not going to extend the extra exam due to the coronavirus. They're still saying the new test will be out July the 1st. However, Norman said they could change their mind at the last minute, but as of right now, they're not. The committee is still working on the question pool. They withdrew a couple of questions already, and they're going to replace those. But the bottom line is, right now, no extension on the extra exam. It will be changed over July the 1st.
Hey, Randy. Well, I do appreciate you finding out for us. I did not know what was going to happen with that, but, well, right now we're not having any test sessions in this West Cars group down here, because the Red Cross building is shut down. And I talked with Steve, AF4RN, our team leader down here, and he said that he thought we should just wait until they open the building back up. So that's what we got going now. Now, there could be some changes coming down the pipe here, so to speak. We'll have to wait and see what those are. Does anyone need any feels on Randy's announcement?
While I'm thinking about it, we have also shut down testing up here due to lack of wherever we can test. But what we're planning on doing, and I already have a list, is having a special testing session just as soon as the local community college, AB Tech, opens back up. And we'll probably be doing that on a Saturday. And West Cars does have a Facebook page, and I will be posting that when we do schedule it to let everybody know. Also on the West Cars, on my personal Facebook page, and also I will make an announcement on this net as to when and where. So I know a lot of people's out there anxious, wanting to test and or upgrade. And we're going to do this just as soon as we can. And appreciate it, Gary, and everybody have a good week. KI4VLW.
All righty, Randy. Well, we do appreciate you bringing that along with the other announcement. Well, that's all we can do is keep the people informed. And, you know, there's just so much we can do. And we want to try to keep everybody safe. But thanks again, Randy. You and Linda have a great evening. Y'all stay safe. Going back to the alphabet in the Uniform Through Zulu group, additional stations, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move on up to the patient group, which is the front of the alphabet, A through D, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS.
DOS. November 4. Delta India Zulu, Joe and Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Gary and the net. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Delta Mike. This is Jim and Taylor's, and I'll be negative, but I'm looking for some help.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The first station that tried to check in, I got my call, and then you dropped out. I don't know where you went, but if I missed you, come back. I'd love to get you in the log. And I got N4DIZ, Mr. Joe. He's up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you're doing well. And KO4BDM, Mr. Jim. He's over there in Taylor's. And Jim, you said you were needing some help. What are you needing help with?
Yeah, that heavy wind that came through took out my long wire and dropped a tree. And so I'm trying to get it back up. And I'm unable to do that because I'm in a chair.
Well, we'll see if we can't get you some help over there. Let's get that HF wire back up so you can get back on HF. Hate that a tree came down. Y'all didn't get hit too hard, did you?
No, my college is right in my backyard, and it went toward the college area where they're doing construction, but it took out my fence.
Well, we're glad it went that way and didn't come towards the house. That's the main thing. We want everybody to be safe and don't want nothing bad to happen to any of you. But I'll make a call out and see if there's anybody that would be willing to come over and try to help you get that antenna back in the air.
I do appreciate that, and just for side, I do have two ICOMs that I can donate to y'all if you want to use them.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you want to donate that to the club or what, but that will be up to you, whatever you want to do with that.
Yeah, I just fix them, and I don't need them. I've got four of them, so two's enough, but I don't need the other two.
Does anyone need any fields on the help Jim needs over there in Taylor's getting a wire antenna back in the air? Giving out your phone number over there?
Affirmative, I can give you that one. It's 435-3503.
864. That's affirmative. Alrighty, 435-3503.
UTFJ. Give him a hand doing that.
Jim's here. KO4BDM. Mr. Jim, did you copy KA2TXJ, Mr. Jim, over there in Taylor's?
Affirmative, I did. I do appreciate that. And I think we've got like four Jims on the net.
Phone number, so I'll give you a call on the landline and we can work it out.
I do appreciate that. KO4BDM, stand by.
Would now be a good time, or you want me to wait till tomorrow?
KA2TXJ, Jim, appreciate you coming in there and helping out with KO4BDM, Mr. Jim. I'm glad we got that partially taken care of. And, Jim, I'll give you a call sometime tomorrow. KO4BDM, Jim, I'll call you sometime tomorrow. Y'all take care and be safe. Going back to the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4 DOS.
DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David over in Inman. I'll be negative, but I hope everyone's doing all right and staying safe out there. 73s.
Thanks, say good evening. K-O-4-A-O-W. Mr. David over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Let's open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
4-DOS. Kim Kilo, India 4, Echo Tango Yankee, KI-4-ETY, Chris down here in southern Greenville County, and I'll be negative this evening.
DOS. KB-1-BNT, James and Greer, negative. Kilo Bravo 1, Bravo November Tango.
4-DOS. Again, Kilo November 4, Kilo Bravo Charlie, Bill in Livonia. Please check me in and out. Everybody on the net, have a good evening.
4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KI-4-ETY. Mr. Chris, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. And KB-1-BNT, Mr. James, he's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And KN4-KBC, Mr. Bill, he's down in Livonia, Georgia tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4-DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI-4-DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG-2 portion of the net, stopping periodically between RAG-2s for additional check-ins. First, up on the stump tonight is Mr. Dan, WB4FEE, down there in northern Simpsonville. Dan, what have you and Miss Jones been up to today?
KI-4-DOS, this is WB4FOX-ECHO-ECHO. We've been doing pretty good. I've been cutting grass most of the day. I went over here and cut my new neighbor's, bought this house across from me over here. And they're gutting the house and going through and completely renovating it. And I was talking to him over there the other day, and I noticed the grass had gotten real long. And I was telling him the other day, I said, you know, if there's any way I can help you over here or do anything for you, let me know. And his father-in-law been over here having him. And his father-in-law, he said, well, he says, I noticed you got a real nice machine over there you cut the grass with. He says, this grass could sure use a cutting over here if you don't mind, if you think you can do it. So I said, I can do that. So I went over there today. That was last week. I went over there today and cut that for him. And then loaded more up, went down to Simpsonville and cut my daughter's grass down there. They're moving into a new house down there doing about the same thing this boy doing over here. So I've been cutting grass most of the day there. Over.
Well, Dan, sounds to me like you need to quit driving those cars and just get you a little lawn care service going with that big old zero-turn lawnmower you got.
Roger that. I was thinking that coming back up the road today. I said, man, I can knock out about 3 or 4 yards in a day, you know, and that might make more money doing that than driving cars there, over.
And one thing about it, Dan, that lawnmower ain't got air conditioning.
Yeah, you got that. You got that right. And I'd have to mount me an umbrella over the top of it there somehow. No, on that, have to put me a roll bar over it or something. I think you can get a roll bar for it, and I could probably mount me a roll bar over it right there and put me an umbrella on top of it. Over.
There's always ways you can put some kind of roof over the top of your head and knock some of the sun off.
But, you know, we ain't even into the hot part of the year yet. We just now getting started good.
Roger that, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just, one of these fleeting thoughts, you know how it is. Looks good, sounds good, but actually getting up every morning and doing it is a horse with another color there, over.
Well, I can understand that. I had a neighbor over here that he moved out. He moved back to over there at the Landrum area. His mom was bad off, so he moved back in over there, him and his wife, to take care of his mom. And he was renting his house out over here. And then the renters moved out, and he came over and looked at it, and he just decided to sell it. And he asked me, he said, would you mind coming over here and cutting my, keeping my yard mowed? And I said, well, I can do that. I said, I'm not going to mow it, but, you know, every other week. He said, that'll be fine. And so we worked up a deal, so I'm going over there every 2 weeks and cutting his grass. Of course, I don't cut mine, but every 2 weeks either. So unless we have a whole lot of rain, and, you know, you get the rain out there on top of the grass that you put a little fertilizer on, you might have to cut it more than that.
You're right. You're right. It grows fast. You add that water to that fertilizer, and I'm going to tell you now, it'll take off on you. And, yeah, that would be a bad deal, though, if you could find something like that and do it every other week. If you had you like three or four of them, that would be a goodly little amount of spending money if it was any size at all there. And didn't take you a whole day to do each one of them, but, you know, I'd have to break down and get me a trimmer of some kind. My old trimmer out here won't run. I need to take the carburetor down and clean it out, I think is what the problem is with it. But I would need me a trimmer, but I've got a trim mower and go with this big mower here for the tight spots. But you always got to do a little trimming and a little blowing when you get through, you know, to make it look good there, over.
Know what you're saying there, Dan. I always do that, and just makes it, dresses it up a little bit. The only thing is I do my trimming before I do the mowing. Get that done, and then I go back when I get finished, and I take the blower and knock off what little grass is left around. But it does make it look better when you got a little trimmer. I've been out there working on the roof on the barn. I had got some trees around it and had a couple of limbs knock holes in the barn and in the roof, so I've been out there. I worked on one side today, got it all finished up. Now I'm going to work on the other side tomorrow. And then if it don't rain Wednesday morning, I'm going to get out there early Wednesday morning and run the tiller over the garden and lay it off and put everything in the ground. So, I don't know when I'm going to get a day off, Dan. You know, us retired folks don't get no days off.
Yeah, this is WB4FEE with KI4DOS. I got you, Gary, and you got that right. We don't get no days off, that's for sure. You talk about Wednesday. I don't think it's supposed to rain until late Wednesday evening, but there's supposed to be some storms come through here late Wednesday evening, if they haven't changed that. And I don't think they're supposed to be severe like the past weekend was, but supposed to be a good bit of rain, I think. So I don't know what you're planning to plant, but it might wash it away there.
Always that possibility, Dan. We'll plant what we normally plant. We'll plant some corn and okra and green beans, lima beans, tomatoes, squash, cucumbers. And I'm leaving something out. I can't remember what it is. And there's probably two or three more things we'll put in there, some peppers and that sort of stuff. But, we'll get it in there. And I normally lay the rows off with a push plow, and then I come back and cover everything up. And then, the rows are kind of healed up, so hopefully they'll be okay. But it's a possibility. It depends on how much it rains. You know, it could wash all down to one end.
Well, I certainly hope it don't, because I know that's a lot of work, man. I've done it a long time, and that's a lot of work. And I tell you, it's real frustrating to get everything in and get everything just right, and then have a gully washer and wash it out. If it don't mess it all up, it messes part of it up, you know, washes the seed down and all. But maybe you have good luck with it, Gary. I sure do hope so. And man, it sounds like you got a nice little garden going over there.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for WB4FEE, Mr. Dan. Well, Dan, I appreciate it. It ain't no great big garden. It's about, I think it's about somewhere in the neighborhood of 50, 60 feet long, 40 feet wide or something like that. It ain't that big. There's a whole lot of people got a whole lot more garden than I got.
My rows were, if you measured my garden, it would be probably about 30 feet. It would have been about 30 feet, I guess, by about 60 feet, something like that. As best I can remember, and I think it'd be pretty close, Earl.
The way I look at it, Dan, that's still a lot of work if you go out there and work in it a little bit every day. And then when harvest time comes, you have to get out there. Depending on what you're doing, you know, I pick green beans about every other day. Now, when they start coming in, we plant those half-runner green beans. And I'll pick those about every other day. And then, of course, you know, the corn, it depends on when it comes in. And I plant one row this week, the next row the next week, and the next row the next week. And that way it comes in a little staggered, and that way it all don't come in at one time. But the tomatoes, of course, you have to go out there and just about get them every day. And it depends on what all you got out there. But there's something to do out there every day.
You got it. When it starts coming in, it don't wait on you. You have to get out there and get it. There ain't no waiting around with it. Yeah, but it is a lot of work, man. It's a lot of work. But I wish you the best of luck on it. And I'm going to go ahead and take a standby here with you. Enjoy it, Gary, and tell Miss Joy hello. And we'll look forward to talking to you again probably tomorrow night, I guess. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, I think, isn't it? Or I don't know. I don't know what day it is. This might be Monday. If it is, I'll see you again Wednesday night there. But take care, Gary. KI4DOS is a WB4FEE clear.
Hey, Dan, appreciate you hanging around and talking with us a little bit this evening. I enjoyed it. And yeah, tonight's Monday, so I'll be here tonight, and I'll skip a night, and then I'll be back on Wednesday, Lord willing. You and Miss Joan have a great evening, what's left of it. Y'all take care and stay safe. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. TND, Bud and Taylor. Hello, Gary, and everybody on this. Hello, Dan. Kind of late checking in.
We'd like to say good evening to KA4END, Mr. Buddy over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, buddy. That storm didn't come too close to you, did it?
That says it's close enough, Gary. But we got some wind and some hail off of it, and it probably was about a mile and a half from us. I believe that's about as close as we got to us. So we went up there Sunday morning, I guess, and we were going to go to McDonald's up there. And McDonald's is probably about 3 or 4 miles from here. That's up there close to Wade Hampton High School. And so, oh my goodness, what all this stuff. And up went over to saw all the trees down, and I said, uh-oh, that tornado. I was watching the news and everything Saturday night when all that stuff happened and everything. So it was kind of scary. We had a little hail and there's a lot of wind, but we didn't get no damage right in this area. But after we got through eating, I got McDonald's over in Greer and had some oatmeal. We come back home and I got me some stuff here to eat, and we eat breakfast and we rode around. We rode around over there. We used to be the old Kmart and all back in there. And I'm telling you what, the trip, it was bad.
it was, I didn't realize it had hit up there on around Tito's Pizza and everything and over Monticello or whatever, but I think it touched down lightly over that way. I talked to a friend of mine I know over Monticello or whatever it is over there. He said they had wind, but they had a few trees down over there. So it started along about there, and it went from there all the way over to Hudson Road.
3 seconds. Well, that's terrible there, buddy. I'm glad that y'all didn't get any damage over there. And let me pick up this recheck. Go ahead there. I believe that was Dan.
Roger, Gary. Yeah, this is WB4F. He just wanted to say hello to Buddy. He is my buddy. And sure do miss seeing him over at the workout center. Hope you're doing well, buddy. Glad you didn't get hurt in that storm there. And we missed it all down here. Thank the Lord for that. And good to hear you, buddy. Take care, man. See you later. This is WB4LVE clear. Thanks for the break.
Good to hear you. Well, I got out there this afternoon and walked me about 8 or 10,000 steps up and down the road out there. So I'm keeping up with it. I don't want to get too bad in the flexibility of getting up early. I'm missing all of the people I see over there, because I used to see about 3 different groups over there, so as I got over there and went, let's say, Gary, I tell you right now, that storm tore down a lot of big old trees. I tell you, I guess most areas that they've hit, they probably don't have as many big oak trees and stuff like that. I didn't realize an oak tree didn't have no deep roots they'd have there. They have a lot of surface roots, but it didn't hold up. I tell you right now, there was a lot of trees down. I looked at the news, and in fact, I rode through a lot of the neighborhoods over there that Sunday morning, and it's bad, and I can imagine trying to get rid of all that stuff.
See, I do hate it for those folks, and we went through a kind of a drought there for a little while during the summer months, and when that happens, the roots of them oak trees come to the surface, and then they get up there, and then they have to turn around and start back down once the ground gets wet again. And then we've had a lot of rain. the ground's been pretty well saturated here for a while. But after having that, the drought and the roots coming to the surface, now, they ain't down there in the ground holding on to anything anymore. But it's amazing how that wind can just blow them things over that way. And it does take a while to get the mess cleaned up. And we had a wind event over here. We didn't have a tornado, but got top out of 3 trees over here on my property, a bunch of other limbs and stuff. And finally got, Joy didn't want me climbing anymore, so I got a guy come over. And he cut all the stuff down, left it on the ground. I told him just to put it on the ground and I'd clean it up. And sometimes I wished I'd have told him to go ahead and clean everything up, too, while he was at it. But I didn't. And it's all cleaned up now, though.
I tell you right now, you get on up on age, too, but nothing like I am. So anyway, we know about all of that. And you're trying to get it down and want to clean it up. I've cleaned it up like Dan. I've been not cutting nobody else's yard, but I've been cutting my yard. Lawnmowers giving me little problems here and there, and I gotta get one of them fixed up. But anyway, it's been a big deal. My little garden, I got, y'all talk about them gardens, I think mine is about 8 foot by about 8 foot or 9 foot wide and about 12, 14 foot long, maybe a little longer than that, I don't know, but anyway, maybe it might go up to 18 foot or long, but we don't have a whole lot in it, but it don't take a whole lot for us. We don't do a lot of canning or anything like that. We just get a few items out of there we want to eat right then, and that's it.
With fresh vegetables there coming in there, buddy, and even if you don't do any canning or freezing or anything like that, at least you eat good while it's coming in.
Yeah, that's right. That's the main thing I like, and what we don't eat, we just give it away.
Apache when she was going to exercise, a little exercise bike, and a bunch of ladies and all over our curves and everything. She used to, let her bag it up, especially tomatoes and cucumbers and stuff like that. But she can't, no way you can eat all of them as we have. But we had a good time, and I like to have it, and I like to go out there and get my fresh tomatoes and cucumbers and stuff like that. So everything's good. Hope you enjoy is doing good, and got to sound like you got a good neck going, so we'll turn it back over to you and let you try to get a few other people. Talk to you later, Gary. K-A-4-D-N-D. Thank you.